This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big day, big issues, big guests. We heard from Dr. Oz, who called us, and momentarily, we're going to talk with the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity. She's the person, really, that can lay out. She sees it in that role, and she's right on top of it. Real good background in finances and extending that office to really help Pennsylvanians with things that are unclaimed. The big, beautiful bill, Medicaid, and the school choice wrinkle that I told you. Will Pennsylvania opt in? I'm told by several people the governor is the one that decides that. Let's do it. Let's go to the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity. She is the 78th. Stacey, welcome back to Philadelphia. How many women have been treasurers? Do we know?
Hey, Dom. I think it's 4.
Wow. Out of 78. My goodness.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. And again, from where you sit, what you do every day, something like the big, beautiful bill has a lot of impact in the role as treasurer. Give us an idea what it's going to do in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh. So the big, beautiful bill, I think it's great because the only people who are going to be removed from Medicaid are able-bodied adults with no children who don't want to work at least 20 hours a week. And guess what? If they don't want to work, they can volunteer or go to some sort of training. And you know what? There is dignity in work. I think everybody agrees with that. And Dom, I mean, come on. In the 90s, Bill Clinton signed work requirements into law, and they were
exactly.
Much stronger than the ones in the big, beautiful bill.
You know, that is a good point to bring up. And what we've been talking about, Treasurer, is that Ryan McKenzie was on, Dr. Oz called in today, that the state, and you would know about this more, has the metric of determining when we say able-bodied. It's not like Stacey Garrity, Dom Giordano are saying, get the hell out there and work. There are some people that are pretty limited. But the state of Pennsylvania has already these determinations that you're able-bodied.
That's right, they do, and that's part of the issue. So, you know, let's be clear, nobody that needs Medicaid is going to be kicked off their Medicaid. Nobody.
Right. Yeah. How does your office interact with this? What is the role of the treasurer in any of this as far as people that are providing services or whatever? Usually the treasurer's office is intimately involved in it. I'm talking about this because I think other than being governor, it is the role in Pennsylvania that has the most impact.
Oh, absolutely. So, of course, you know, I'm the fiscal watchdog for $170 billion. And so all the money comes in and out of my office. We make every single payment in the Commonwealth, which is about 19 million payments a year to over 70 agencies. So, and of course, we do a pre-audit function. So we audit about 86% of all the payments that come through my office. And I think we've talked about this before, but we stop about $2 billion in improper payments every single year.
And that's a key component. Oz today and I talked about it, and Mackenzie, Stacey, in that there are incentives here now for states. I think 6% is the line. If you make mistakes of 6%, you're okay as far as payouts, usually over payouts. But if you go past that, then there's going to be a repercussion. That seems enormous to me that these agencies that give out, I guess, SNAP and these other benefits have an error rate that is pretty high.
Oh, I agree. So, you know what? They have a little bit of time to get their act together, don't they?
Yeah.
And get those error rates down because, I mean, Pennsylvania's over 10%.
Wow. What do they tell you? Because you mentioned auditing. I mean, why would they make 10%? Is it that just there's no incentive not to be that high? If you were in business and you've been in private business and you're overpaying and 10%, you're going to be out of business. You can't sustain that.
Absolutely, that's right. And so we need to run more like the private sector, which my office does, as you know.
Exactly.
You always have to look for efficiency and improvements and, you know, cost reductions. And just like the private sector does that, we can do that in government.
You and I have talked extensively in an interview that was great for a podcast I do on school choice. And in the aftermath, we've had Dave McCormick on this week of the Big Beautiful Bill. I think the compromise somehow or another reached a point where it's not capped. It was going to be capped at $5 billion with this federal program. But states, all states have to either say yay or nay to opt in. And the media really hasn't been talking this up because this would liberate so many kids and parents, and particularly places like rural Pennsylvania that you know second to none about. Do you think Pennsylvania, it's the governor's call, will opt in?
Well, I hope we do, Dom, but, you know, our governor has not only had one position and two positions, he's had three positions. First, he was for school choice, then he was against it, and now he's neutral. But, you know, when you look at it, he just throws more and more money at public schools. And instead, we should be providing other choices for an education for these students in poor-performing school districts. And it impacts, you know, school districts across all 67 counties. Public schools in Pennsylvania receive almost $1 billion more now than when Shapiro took office. But you know what? 50% of our eighth graders still can't read at grade level. So I don't think the issue's money. It's leadership.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, to that point, too, we saw Dan Muser, Congressman Muser, drop out and talked about the need of that seat, et cetera. And various people that over the years, treasurer, who contact me about what's going on in Pennsylvania politics, they're national political reporters of one sort. They suggest, well, the feeling is Shapiro can't be beaten. And where I sit and knowing him and seeing this over the years, he's the darling of the Philadelphia Inquirer and a lot of the shows I do here in Philadelphia. But when you get out there, I don't know that he's viewed as this giant of a governor.
Well, I agree. Josh Shapiro 100% puts politics before Pennsylvanians. And we need somebody that is going to put, you know, our Pennsylvania taxpayers first. As far as Congressman Muser, he dropped out because he is working so closely with President Trump on the American First agenda. he's doing a great job, not only in D.C., but for also the people in the 9th District, of which I'm part of. I talk to Dan all the time, and, you know, the job's not finished, and he's going to be there and work with the president and finish the job.
Absolutely. Now, again, your office right now, the last time we talked, the pride you have given the military background and the diligence in getting those military decorations back to those that were unclaimed through one thing or another. What are you working on now? What's Stacey Garrity working on in the treasurer's office now?
Oh, my gosh. So we're still working on giving back military decorations. So we've given back over 500. And in fact, just last week, we found the family that had a family member that had World War One dog tags. Can you imagine
wow.
that, World War One?
Unbelievable.
Right. So we got those back to the family. So we've given back 12 Purple Hearts, 3 Bronze Stars, you know, a Gold Star medal. So it's been fantastic. We're looking, we just, you and I haven't talked about this. We broke our own record. And so just this past fiscal year that just ended June 30th, we gave back $278 million to the good people of Pennsylvania. So since I've taken office, we've given back just about $1 billion. But we have a lot more that we can give back because we have $5 billion. So working on that, working on rural outreach, working on just improvements in efficiency, you know, across my office. So it's been great.
Well, the record is established, and again, it's in so many sectors you've succeeded. So that brings up the area. When will you make a decision? Do you have any timelines? What is it that will trigger that about running or not running, staying in the current position or running for governor?
You know, I'm going to have an announcement, Dom, about the future of my career in service very, very soon.
Okay.
And so I will say this. You know, if I think that I can better serve the good people of Pennsylvania, because, you know, my only ambition is to serve, then I'll jump in. Or
all
if
right.
I think I'm, you know, that I'm better off serving people, staying where I'm at, then that's what I'll do.
That's fair enough. Well, you're doing spectacularly there, but you jump into the pool. We're ready to go here in this area. Every time you're on, we get more people that know, they know vaguely about you because of the military stuff and some of the other stuff. But here in this area, every time that it's out there, we put it up on social media, we get a really good response that people know the name now and the connection to what you're doing and how you've served the country in the military.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's every day that I get to wake up and serve Pennsylvanians truly is a blessing.
Where do we go if people want more information about all these programs and everything that you're doing in the treasurer's office? Where do we go?
Okay, so website would be garrity4pa.com. My Facebook is Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania. And if they want to check me out on X, it's at Garrity4PA.
Thank you, Stacey, very much. And we're standing by. Whichever way you go, we will have you back and support you in what you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Great
all
to
right.
be with you.
Thank you. There's the treasurer in Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity. Each time we talk, it seems to be more imminent. If I had to put it at, I'm putting it at about 50-50, and I'm trying to angle that number up a little bit. This would be a real contender with Josh Shapiro. Really has done spectacular work as treasurer, the military background, and knows rural Pennsylvania and how to rouse rural Pennsylvania in a governor's race. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. After Money Melody, Henry, yeah, I did tease. Jack Cetarelli, sitting in his kitchen, got ahead of this, and I only got it the other day, and we've been backed up with the national stuff, but I think gave a real good ahead-of-the-curve response to the attacks of his opponent on, you just want to take people off Medicaid. You want people not to have health care. And if Republicans can do this and put money behind, I'm talking massive money right now. I know you're thinking, why do you keep on talking about that? We keep on talking about it because of how biased the media is. The only information people are getting, they don't listen to talk radio necessarily. They're not understanding some of the stuff we had today with Dr. Oz. He made really good points. They weren't in the weed. They're truthful. But they believe massive numbers of people are going to be taken off Medicaid. And if they believe that going into the midterms, that's a problem. That's what we're up against. It's not just about getting the bill passed. It's about winning. And to win, you have to overcome the media. It's like we have corrupt rep. They're point shavers here. Not even point shaving. They just want you to lose. They don't even have a bet on it, the media. You're playing against the refs, too. You know, it's the scene in Remember the Titans when the refs are corrupt. All right? This is what we're dealing with. And you can scream what you want. Well, it shouldn't be that way. We're just going to continue. The right is on our side. God is on our side. All that may be true, but it's about winning. And that means convincing people. The arguments are there. She just made them. Mackenzie made them. Dr. Oz. But you got to do it in TV commercials for people. Massive audience. All right, right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. And today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania on Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for that all-time movie one-liner. And a lot of times in music and in song...
Right.
Some artists will throw in a line from a movie into their music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play you a song here. I want to know where the line is coming from. What movie is this line from? I'll play it for you, and then maybe I'll give you some hints afterwards, all right?
Go right ahead.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men... you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Yeah, Dom. Yeah, pretty recognizable movie. So you seem to know it right off the bat. I think the only clue I'll give about this one, though, is that it's about a titular chill guy.
Right. Yeah, yes,
that's
it.
That's all I'm going to give for that one. You should either know the song. If you know the song, look up the movie.
The one impression I do constantly, and I'm going to Conklin tonight. I don't know if he does it. It's an easy one to do, this guy. It's such an unbelievable thing that he says here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I want to know the movie in which that line is from.
All right. Jump in. Light up those lines. You're off to the Reading Phillies. Here's how you do it. 855-839-12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right. This is a movie line that's a side question today that I imitate. Listen to it, and it's... do we have the musical group, Henry?
I chose not to give the musical group because that's also a well-known musical group, and I don't want to give too much away here.
All right. We'll get to who that is, but... here's the clue.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets.
All right, let's try Tony in Delco on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tony, what's the movie?
Oh, that movie is Cool Hand Luke.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's Struther Martin, I believe. Thanks, Tony. You're going off to the Reading Phillies. That is the prison warden. You have the guy, the man with no eyes. You have George, what's Drag's? George Kennedy as Drag. And it's the hard-boiled egg. So many scenes in that film.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about it just yesterday, and I was like looking through some of these. I was like, oh, that could work.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is what inspired, you know, this answer today.
Who's the musical?
So this song is Civil War by Guns N' Roses.
Ah.
So that is the beginning of the song is that quote from the movie Cool Hand Luke.
I kind of like the line more, though. You run once, you're going to get one scent of chains all the way to, you're not going to run a third time. Yep. Struther Martin. I don't know other stuff that he was in. I know he was in a million things. Yeah.
Struther.
All right. 855-839-1210 is the line. Now, Jack Chitterelli is running a heck of a campaign for governor, and he took the advice we've been talking about with all this Medicaid stuff. You heard the treasurer, you heard Dr. Oz, and you heard Ryan McKenzie. Republicans got to be out there, though, saying, hey, first of all, how do we determine? They got to make this point. And you tell me what point you think they should make. My first point is, all right, what's able-bodied? Who determines that? I'll have to look up myself. Is it a process you have? I'm not able-bodied. I can't do it. Well, it's the state. They're making the determination. Dr. Oz said the feds can get involved. The state is just saying nobody's able-bodied if they say it. And they just continue to watch Netflix or whatever they're watching. Dr. Oz mentioned the amount of TV watching versus people working. It's an epidemic. The number, the vastness of Medicaid, 94 million people he cited, one form or another. But Republicans are resting on their laurels a bit here. And it doesn't kick in until 27. And you can say, well, come on, Dom, how could Democrats win on this? I think they are winning on it. Yeah, but the logic, I know not the logic. It's the drumbeat again and again and again we have to make. And I'm bringing you people. They're making great points. They just have to be put into something slick that people will see. That's it. We had three of them just in the last 2 days. All right. Here's Jack Chitterelli sitting in his kitchen And I think he did this a few days ago. So he's getting ahead of the curve because what's his opponent going to say? Jack Ciattarelli, vis-a-vis Trump, wants to have people die, take them off Medicaid, no care for you. He's gone after people. And then they'll find somebody completely disabled. And they'll say, this is the person. So it comes down to this. Does the public believe it's a really disabled person who can't work? Or do they believe it's some of the creeps that are out there that we're paying for that are lounging and certainly can work, volunteer, part-time work, whatever? Which one are they going to believe that this overwhelmingly affects? How do you communicate that? Jack is only the governor's race. It's not national. I think does a good job of this. Here's what he said, YouTube.com. Jack, are you there? What happened to Jack? All right.
This has generated a lot of discussion. And in some cases, hey, everybody, Jack Ciattarelli here. Happy 4th of July. I'm wishing everyone all across our great state a great holiday weekend. The budget just passed by Congress has generated a lot of discussion and in some cases outright lies. So let's talk about what this budget really does. But before we do, let me remind my opponent, Mikey Sherrill, of something most New Jerseyans already know, that we here in New Jersey face the highest overall tax burden in the country. Of course, Mikey would know that if she were from New Jersey. She may also not know, or she's conveniently forgetting, that her party created that tax burden. After all, they've controlled the state legislature for 25 years. Here's what the new federal budget does do. It quadruples the SALT deduction for state and local taxes, including property taxes, to $40,000 for people making $500,000 a year or less. It expands the child tax credit. It eliminates taxes on Social Security benefits, tips, and overtime pay. Nearly everyone in New Jersey will receive a significant tax break, especially working and middle-class New Jerseyans. Mike and Cheryl promised to raise the SALT deduction 7 years ago. She failed, even when her party controlled the White House and the Congress. On this new federal budget, Mikey had a chance to finally keep her promise. Instead, she voted no. In so doing, she voted to raise your taxes. Why? To appease the Democratic Party leadership that owns her. Just like Bill Murphy, if she were our governor, she'll raise New Jersey taxes even more. Let's also talk about Medicaid. As governor, I will always support and protect a strong and stable safety net for the less fortunate, the disabled, seniors, poor families with young children, and expectant mothers. The best way to protect Medicaid is to make sure that those who receive it are truly in need of it most. As I go around the state each and every day, I find an overwhelming number of New Jerseyans agree that able-bodied adults without young children should have to work or go to school at least 20 hours a week to remain eligible for their Medicaid benefits. That's both fair and compassionate. Mike and Cheryl doesn't think so. Then again, maybe she does, but to win the governorship, she'll lie to you about these new eligibility requirements. When it comes to ensuring Medicaid will be there for those Americans who have fallen on hard times, Mikey supports Medicaid dollars being used to support illegal immigrants. Are we really surprised? Mikey endorsed the socialists who just won the Democratic mayoral primary in New York City. Folks, let's get back to normal by restoring common sense, and in so doing, make New Jersey more affordable again. It's time. Have a great 4th, and God bless America.
All right, very good by Jack. Look, I don't like the SALT stuff even a bit. I'm not running for governor, though. You know, that would be quite a dilemma. I'd have to say, oh, man, I can't support it no matter what. Yeah, but you're in Jersey. You got to support it. But aside from that, notice the case he made. And Jack, I would even do more with the illegal thing. Some more facts and figures and all that. Maybe lead with that. All right, that's what she supports. Of course they do. They fight to the death over this stuff. Dr. Oz hit it well today. Mackenzie yesterday was brilliant, really, in taking this apart about what we're really talking about. How did it become the third rail? Because of the complicit media, shameless Democrats, and Republicans just have to fight. That's the way the world is. We can win on this, though. They cannot be allowed to use this to win in the midterms. Everything factually is on our side. It's just going to take a lot of money, a lot of finding the right nugget, and I think Jack hit her very well with this. They're going to find some story, and they're going to say, look at this guy, and they wanted him to work. Well, New Jersey has metrics just like Pennsylvania, and they're the ones that would determine that. Trump is not the one saying, get out there and work. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, the Department of Defense just withdrew the nomination of Admiral Michael Donnelly for Vice Admiral and Commander of the 7th Fleet after discovering he permitted drag shows on board the USS Ronald Reagan. That just came down. All right. So maybe not a good career move. The drag show might be something this Defense Department is looking at. I got to play this because we went to the trouble, and it's amazing. This will be cut four. Look at these three smart people on YouTube at youtube.com/1210WPHT. They're on Jeopardy. And you could be book smart all that you want. You mean to say you would be so out of touch you can't answer the question, how many points do you get if you score a safety? If you're on defense and you score a safety against the other team in the NFL, cut four.
What number of points a team gets for a safety in the NFL? Scott.
What is three?
Sorry, no. Robert.
What is one?
Also incorrect. Sir.
What is two?
Right in the middle, it's 2 points for a safety.
All right, the first guy's bad. But the second guy, after hearing a maniac say 3 points for a safety, says one.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on in his head? To say some number?
Yeah, it was like, all right, it must be close to that. I feel like that happens a lot where you almost skip over the number you're trying to guess a lot of times.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, two guys there would not have ever seen at any level what a safety is.
It's crazy how that happens all the time on Jeopardy, where it's like they know all these things about 16th century French literature. Right. But then, you ask them, like, what you know?
That's pretty
basic. How many points is a safety worth?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't think I've ever watched a football game.
Gara, your premium. I kick a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw more of that category two of just all the other questions they were asking. Like, they had no clue.
It was
like,
all sports,
Yeah, it was all sports. And it was like they showed a picture of Paige Beckers who they're like, this person, you know, just won the national championship at UConn and then went number one in the WNBA draft. And they're like, who is Caitlin Clark? And
well, that's the least they knew somebody.
Yeah, they're in the ballpark, but then after that, they had no more guesses. And
The safety is an all-time. You're right on Jeopardy, though. Man,
it's just out of their purview. It's not in their wheelhouse.
It's some of the stuff 16th century Baroque, right on it, inside a nanosecond. Okay, coming to your calls next. We got to get a winner today on the side question. Then we'll put them all in the hat at the end, and we will send someone off to the great gallows up there on Ron and the Boulevard with Jim Harvey. Just a wonderful spot. $50 goes a long way there. 855-839-1210. The Jack Cettarelli thing is better than a lot of the stuff Republicans are saying. They got to get on this Medicaid thing. They're going to do anything to exploit that. They only have, they know they're losing on the immigration thing, but they have to say something. So they're saying, well, you didn't vote for mass deportation. I think people did. Realize, you got to say something on the big issues. You ask me, well, why are they saying it? Well, they just can't go radioactive on everything. But they think they have a winner when it comes to Medicaid. And I think it's up in the air now. They don't have a winner factually, but emotionally, are people going to believe we're taking people unable of work and saying they won't have health care? How do you win on that? Money, all-out strategy, getting in rooms and coming up with a nugget, making America believe the portrait of this is some lounger, not somebody who can't work. 855-839-1210. Hey, let's talk for a moment. Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. So you'll treat yourself to savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure, cholesterol, energy, and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There you go. All right, we know that one. All right, that might be Monday's side question. It's Harrison Ford's birthday when? Today or tomorrow?
I believe it's today, yeah.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's birthday. We might do someone perfectly cast for a role. I like that one a lot. Usually it's somebody does, you know, we'll take Rocky off the board. I think Stallone was. Who could have played Rocky better than Stallone? The answer is nobody. You know, I don't think they had the Philadelphia feel. He grew up here. He went to Lincoln, et cetera. And remember, the fight was to say, we'll make the movie. It's great. But you're not playing Rocky.
Right.
And I think he was tempted. I mean, he was, I don't know if he was penniless, but he wasn't doing well.
Yeah, he was close. He was living in a place like he was in the movie.
Right. And he was rolling the dice. And look at how it turned out. What are we up to with Rocky, Creed, and Rambo? He's the all-time... Does anybody else have three franchises? I don't know of
that. Ooh, that's a good question.
You got Rocky, Creed. There was at least two Creeds. And Rambo, there seems like there were three
or four.
Rambo,
they just keep pumping them out every
once in a while. Yeah, yeah. So he's got more franchises. If you have two, it's unlikely.
Well, it's, I mean, Harrison Ford. He's got Star Wars. He's got Indiana Jones. And is Blade Runner a franchise? It's only two movies.
Yeah, well... Is he really a franchise with Star Wars, though? Would you say he's
Han Solo? Totally.
He is the critical character.
Yeah, ensemble most, characters. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's one of the main three.
Harrison Ford and Stallone. Yeah. So we'll be playing with that on Monday, in addition to updating you some other... this Greenberg story is unbelievable. Here is, though, House Democrat Torres. He was on with our guy, Scott Jennings, on CNN, making the point, this is what they're going to try to do, going after Jennings and saying that people that are here illegally work harder than you do. Cut to.
The bill surgically targets fraud, waste, and abuse. Then why would it be necessary to set up a $50 billion fund for rural hospitals? Unless Republicans are lying about the bill.
If these Medicaid provisions are so popular and so wonderful and only target undocumented aliens, why did it require exempting Alaska from the provisions in order to buy Lisa Murkowski's vote on this bill?
It's not just illegal aliens. It also includes work requirements for people who choose not to work. Again, according to the CBO, which you deny the existence of, apparently.
I'm aware of it. Republicans deny it. Republicans call for the abolition of the CBO.
Well, you were denying it tonight. So. Almost 5 million people.
I've heard you argue against the CBO till you're blue in the
almost
face.
Almost 5
well,
red, million
I guess
people
it would be with you.
Who choose not to work.
It's not.
Be,
that is false.
Be,
that is like a figment of your imagination.
It's literally
they're
right here.
They're not. The percentage of people who choose not to work is less than 1% of all.
I'm giving you the
non-working population
million.
Is mostly students
it's
and caregivers.
Million.
You're misrepresenting the nature of that population.
So Republicans want to encourage people to work. You want to encourage people to be government dependent.
We got to leave things here.
Frankly, the caregivers are working much harder than you are. So.
Justice Brown Jackson.
There's the line at the end. They are working much harder than you. Notice what he did there. He slipped in. I'm writing that down because, look, I want to win. I want to give you every detail of every argument Democrats are going to try to use here. That's caregivers. How dare you? Not guys just watching TV all day. And you could say, why do we have to go through this? There are people doing this stuff. We don't want them to do it. We don't want people illegally to be getting this. It's enormous. 94 million people engage in this. Because it's all about winning. We got the bill passed. Why was Jeff Van Drew and some of these others, why were they so nervous? You heard them when they were on it. Not Perry, he wasn't. And the answer is, they know what the backlash is, what they're going to do in this. They are going to fight with Medicaid, even though it doesn't kick in until 27. They know it. We know it. In the upcoming, this is the issue they're going to make it. You can say, well, they can't. Well, that's what they're doing. And I'm getting ahead of the curve, and so is Jack Cittarelli in the manner that he went after this. All right, let's go into Gary in Newtown. Gary on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call, and I apologize. I'm going to stay in the genre, stay in the same movie, but I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
A man becomes preeminent. He expected to have enthusiasms. Enthusiasms. What are mine? A man stands alone at the plate. That is time for what? Individual achievement. Gary stands alone, but in the field, part of a team. Teamwork, looks, throws, catches, hustles. Part of what? A team. You know the rest of the scene.
Yes, that Louisville slugger. Yeah, well, you're right. That did provoke the pauses, and particularly very skillful camera work to give you a foreshadowing of the guy and what's going to happen to him.
It's probably one of the most gruesome scenes in my early years of my life, for sure.
It is, but I like what you said the other one, too. I want him dead. I want his family dead.
I know, you're right, but as you sit there and you think about all the things that you're saying during the show, what one pangs at your heart the most?
Oh, yeah.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. But this one really comes across as you're not expecting this guy's head to get whacked.
No, you're exactly right. Thanks, Gary. My favorite, though, is the scene. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put two of his in the morgue, the Chicago way. Really, I would say, life lesson, it's the South Philly way. We had that from poor earlier caller who said, now you just can't leave. Yeah, in South Philly, person's not saying, why is this person acting this way? Why are they potentially violent? Why do they hate me? Why are they bothering me? No, you just think, I'm going to make it stop. I'm not going to figure out why. You have no right to do it. And that's what it comes down to.
Get the Louisville slugger.
But really, Sean Connery's role in that is beautifully done the Chicago way. You want to know how to beat Capone? That's how you beat Capone.
Send him to the morgue.
Yeah. Two to the morgue.
Or the morgue.
And
yeah.
are they in a church? He's praying, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's saying it there. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Hit us with yours. And again, we're looking for something. We started this because To Kill a Mockingbird, and I like the Schifferope line. It's a random line, I realize. But something like that explodes and plays a big role in what we're seeing. That's what we're looking for. And as far as what we played you today and all this stuff around Medicaid, it's sad, but expect it, that this is where the media is going to go. You heard this guy Torres at the end with Scott Jennings. Jennings is citing the CBO. The CBO is the, we're always told by Democrats, they're the referee, they're the umpire, they're the archive, they're the paper of record. And they say that this is exactly what's going on here. And you heard Torres ready for that. Two things. One, the statistical, those are just caregivers. Why are you picking on caregivers? And then secondly, they work harder than you do. This is the type of nonsense you have to deal with. How is it we've gotten to this point? It's media driven. It's ideologically driven. But the big, beautiful bill did pass. And the clock's running. Are we going to have school choice? Again, I could point out all day, the one that I pointed out the most this week that should be obvious. How is it we had this trash strike? And yet in Philadelphia, they won't pick trash up until Monday. Is that part of the deal? And why? After suffering through this, the nation saw it, the ridiculous, some of the nonsense they did. Why does the union not to get to do their job with something we're told, oh man, trash, this is really bad, health hazard. Not until Monday do they start the next cycle. And the answer is the media is, oh, I know. But you know what the Inquirer is concerned about? And I have a little knowledge on this. They are crazed over the state budget and getting more money for SEPTA. Oh, my God, if we don't have SEPTA. And what they're saying now is, why are we spending money on the horse racing industry in Pennsylvania? Well, I have the answer. I've written about this. Because the horse racing industry generates tremendous amount of revenue and jobs. And you have these slots, as I understand it, at the horse racing, and some of the money goes to that. They say no. They want more money to SEPTA. How much money can SEPTA waste? How much can they continue to attack people in other parts of the state that we need SEPTA? Although, when Ken Lawrence asked to be on the show, the head of SEPTA, he was much better than I thought. I think they're cracking down on fare evaders and stuff like that. But they're just completely ill-run. Can you go private? It can't be any worse. All right, it is the lightning round next at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, and today we have the winner, too. At the end, Henry will put them all into a proverbial hat, and we'll pull out the winner, Joe in Exton, with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. There was a television show in the late 70s about a police chief in New York City who would end his conversations with the signature phrase, "Who loves you, baby?"
As you've done, Joe, we still play that as a drop. Thank you, Joe. That's a fresh version of "Who loves you, baby?" I'm not sure if it's as good as the previous one we have. Zenos in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Zenos.
How you doing, Dom? You were talking about a quote from a movie. Do you remember the 300 Spartans, the original one?
Yeah.
With Richard Egan? He comes out in the middle of the battlefield to talk to the Persian general, and he wants an answer if they're going to surrender or not. And they're going back and forth, and the Persian general goes, "Well, we're going to blight out the sun with our arrows." And King Leonidas, which means lion in Greek, King, his real name is Leonidas, and he goes to him, "Well, then we'll fight in the shade."
Absolutely. I could see why that would get you revved up, Zenos. Yeah. It's a great one.
That's a good one. And even the ending of that movie was touching, the way those soldiers were killed, to tell
Absolutely.
You the truth.
Thank you, Zenos. Bill and Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Hi there, Dom. Good afternoon.
And
I had one thing I did want to say. I don't like to quote Democrats, but James Carville said, "Winning is everything, stupid."
Well, it's the economy, stupid, too. Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah,
James Carville. Anyway, my one is Apocalypse Now. Robert Duvall is on the beach, just like he's taking a walk in the park. Bombs exploding, mortars going off. And he says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, Duvall, a completely different character there. Usually he doesn't play something like that. That was way out there. The Earl of Tacony to end things. Earl, what's yours?
Real quick, they're holding off until curbside till Monday. The city's been going around cleaning up all the dump sites this
week.
Yesterday I saw them by the old Samuel Fells school at Devereaux. They were picking that up. Today there were a bunch of trucks up by the Mayfair Rec Center up off of Browse. So the city's going out and picking up, clearing out all the dump sites before they go back to regular curbside
service. That's not acceptable. I mean, come on.
Well, there's a lot of trash. They really should get that picked up before they start going back to regular curb service.
Well, so I don't know how many people it takes to do that. I don't think it's the full compliment, Earl, but give me your side.
And also, I agree with Robert that the used cars is a lost gem.
Okay.
Watch it this weekend if you can. My quote comes from the Big Lebowski, which is tough to do because there's a lot of language in the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
And FCC regulations keep me from wanting to do my favorite line.
Okay.
Because you can't say, the filter's going in. I can't even say, there's a line in the film where he's really angry with the kid. And he goes and he tells him, this is what happens, Larry, when you, a stranger, and it has the distinction of being the line with the most unique R-rated to G-rated change, where if you watch it on television, he goes and he says, Larry, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. And
Gotcha, Earl. We're flat out of time. All right, Sean, who did you like today?
My favorite one actually was the one, it was, I want him dead, I want my family dead. So that was with Gary from Newtown.
Gary in Newtown. How about yours, Henry?
We can go with Mark in Wilmington. Now you just can't leave.
Yeah, I like the Mark in Wilmington. I think he didn't even know that was my thing. He just went with it. All right, let's review the week and get a winner.
Yeah, real quick. Monday, we asked for that all-time grudge, Guy Shiraki with Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Tuesday, we asked for something you'd like to get to the bottom to. Robert and Ben Salem said the sinking of the Titanic. Wednesday, we asked for that all-time first reveal. Judy and Somerdale said Caitlyn Jenner. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time test of wills. Mike in Westchester said being married to his ex-wife for 15
years.
Yes. And you just heard it right there, that all-time movie one-liner. Right. Now, you can't leave from Mark in Wilmington, so I'm going to put all those in the hat real quick and get a little drum. Boom, number three. Judy, you are this week's winner.
And Judy, you're going to get a $50 gift card to the great Gallows Seafood in Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Get the seafood salad, Rose says. Definitely. All right, I'm headed to Wildwood. Joe Conklin tonight. Hope to see you there. And he has the other show tomorrow night in Ocean City. One of a kind. I'll give you a review on Monday, and we'll have Scott Presler and a bunch of other stuff. Rich Cioli is in the On Deck Circle for 4 big hours. Thanks, Sean, for filling in. Henry, great week. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Throughout the weekend, there will be things going on, and Republicans do better on selling the Medicaid bill. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.